Now, in the early days of my lecture, when I used to talk about risk, that was all I would say. But people would sometimes try to ask me a question during the Q&A period. And I say try to ask me a question because it would often come out in a kind of garbled, uncomfortable way, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on. It would go something like this. They'd say, yeah, but isn't it risky because, you know, when two men, you know, and it's risky because the parts don't fit, and the parts don't fit because when two men and the parts, and they'd go on and on and on, doing this for a while, and finally I would interrupt them and say, excuse me, are you trying to ask me about anal sex? Oh my God, he said anal sex in Texas. Arrest him! I mean, it was a bad scene, but in fact they were trying to ask me about anal sex, and I recognized that there was an interesting phenomenon that going on. When people would think about homosexuality, they would think about male homosexuality. When they would think about male homosexuality, they would think about anal sex. When they would think about anal sex, they had this argument in their mind that the parts don't fit. And I realized that if I was going to address people's actual concerns, I would have to address this argument. So I actually have two responses to this argument. First response, yes, they do. How do I know? Well, because if they didn't, people would try it, it wouldn't work, and they'd go do something else. I mean, what's that scenario going to look like? Oh my God, the parts don't fit. What are we going to do? I don't know. Do you want to go bowling? Sure, this isn't working. I would actually have people during the Q&A portion of my program, I'm not making this up, they would say, well, of course it's wrong, because... And I want to say, if you're doing it this way, you're doing it wrong. What do you want me to tell you? And gay people aren't stupid. We don't say, oh my God, the parts don't fit. What are we going to do? I began to understand why people always focus on male homosexuality, right? What's lesbianism going to look like? At this point, we don't have an argument anymore. We have a panic, right? The second, somewhat more serious response to the parts don't fit argument, which is this. Suppose you have an argument against a particular sexual practice, say, anal sex. What do you have? You've got an argument against that practice, which is not tantamount to an argument against homosexuality, because not all homosexual people engage in anal sex. As I mentioned, there are many different experiences. Not only homosexual people engage in anal sex. This point also surprises some of my audiences. There's this great story about Strom Thurmond.